For CertSecurity.com, I'm Rob Westervelt.
And I'm Bill Brenner.
You're listening to Security Wire Weekly, reporting from the RSA Conference 2007 in San Francisco. Episode 3, Art Coviello, President of EMC Corporation's RSA Security Division. So, Bill, you attended Art Coviello's keynote. Of course, Art Coviello is president of EMC Corporation's RSA Security Division, and RSA was acquired by EMC last July. What was Coviello's main message to attendees this year?
His main message was that security needs to be increasingly integrated in with the larger IT infrastructure, and his prediction is that in the next 3 years, the security industry as we know it will cease to exist, that a lot of standalone security devices will become obsolete as the big IT infrastructure vendors like Microsoft, IBM, Cisco increasingly integrate the security into their products. And of course, another example is EMC, which acquired RSA to work their security into their infrastructure. And his message was also that this is necessary, this integration, to better enable companies to protect their data. So instead of protecting the castle, protecting the king of the castle, as he put it, the king of the castle that likes to move around. So information is fluid and moves around, and it's harder to protect.
So basically, he was really saying to attendees that, hey guys, RSA is still relevant.
Oh yes, absolutely, but better served by being a part of this larger infrastructure. And also, he made the point that EMC enables RSA to do some things that it couldn't do before as far as how its security is used.
And I guess what's interesting is that his comments were sort of resonated with the other keynote speakers this morning who had similar messages about that their companies were just as relevant in this increasingly competitive security market around consolidation and around an increasingly strengthening Microsoft in the security arena.
Well, there's this big state of flux in the security market where you do see a lot of what's going on with Microsoft really aggressively getting into the security market and working all this security into Vista and IBM buying up a company like ISS. And so there is a lot of there's this big question about what does it take for a standalone security company to survive? And so there are companies like RSA where the answer is integrate in with somebody else that is providing software or hardware that's part of that larger infrastructure that a company relies on.
Well, here is Art Coviello making that point.
Whether you're charged with managing security within your company or organization, or whether you are a provider of security solutions. In fact, this transformation will bring an end to the standalone security industry within 2 to 3 years. That's right. I really believe that that will happen. With the exception of a few innovative startups, no more standalone security businesses within 3 years.
And afterwards, Bill, you went and spoke to some of the attendees. What did they have to say?
Well, as you're about to hear, Coviello does have his skeptics.
I am here with Michael Linhart, systems architect with BMHC, that's Building Materials Holding Corp. And I'm also here with Patrick Claussen, chairman and CEO of PatchLink. Gentlemen, thank you both for taking the time.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Art Coviello from RSA, he gave a keynote this morning talking about how his belief that in the next 3 years we're going to see the security industry as we know it go away with more and more integration of security into the bigger IT infrastructure. Is that something that you would agree with, or?
I think Art's taking an unbelievably simplistic approach. I think our industry is absolutely consolidating. I was one of the primary drivers of it, trying to get people to do it. I think what's really happening is there's three different layers of firms in our industry. The first one is your multi-billion dollar, more commodity-oriented type company. You all know who they are. You build it once, you sell it 6 million times. The second layer is your security specialist. These are guys that are several hundred million dollars in revenue. They do certain things exceptionally well. They go the extra mile. They will coexist with the big guys on networks, but they will solve the problems that the big guys can't. And then you have that third layer. And guess what? It will never go away. If it does, we should all just pack the bags and this whole show goes away. Oh, yeah, Art's show goes away. And that's the entrepreneurial new companies that are dealing with the hot new technologies to solve the hottest, latest problems. So is he right? Yeah, some of the old guys are going to go away, absolutely. And there are going to continue to be M&A. But I would absolutely incorrect if he thinks that all these new startups and hot new technologies aren't going to be brought forward and create new sectors or be bought up by the middle and the top layer. That's the way it's going to work. We call it the tree of life.
Now let me ask you, Michael, and Microsoft would be a good example of this, where you were talking about how you're not, at least at this point, ready to fully trust that you could just run the Microsoft infrastructure with no added-on security. Do you want or have any expectation of there being the day where all of this, your security needs are baked into your bigger IT infrastructure?
No, I don't. I don't ever actually see that materializing, the one solution environment. I think, again, that is something of the old. I don't think it'll ever happen again. I think, yeah, we'd all like to fall back to mainframe days and just present a green screen. It'd be really easy to simplify the job. We placed desktop computers. They're way more capable in businesses to do, you know, what we replaced the green screen app. It was a simple application that they used to do their line of business job. We replaced it with a full functioning desktop that has umpteen million components that they never use in doing their job. And what we forgot is the amount of time now that we've lost from them sitting there doing their job when they had the green screen. That has been lost. I don't think we're going back there, though. I think Genie's been out of the bottle. We're there. So now we have to, future strategies, we have to cope with that. What I do see is that you'll see maybe a fallback in business to where we present less applications to end users. We restrict it to line of business, and those line of business applications, we've worked through the processes behind them and how it's used in their daily duties to guarantee that they really need that app to make it available. So, but as far as the attackers have become so sophisticated now, I don't see us dropping our defenses and moving that way. In a way, he was right, but his target was wrong. I don't see the security companies going away, but I see more, so from my point of view, from a corporate infrastructure, we've taken a progressive approach at my company. We've actually combined our security architecture and infrastructure into a central group that sits in the middle of our IT department. It posts everything up for everyone to review. All discussions center around this group. And we've combined that team. So we've taken the security throw it over the wall with a book of papers, here you go, type attitude, and gotten rid of it. So now security is an integrated part that people's job performance is rated on, that your promotions, your career is rated upon how well you do security along with all the other aspects of your job. So rather than security being a bolt-on, it's an integrated piece of your job. So when I look at his talk, I agreed with that concept that security can't be separate. But what I don't agree with, I don't think, is that the security companies will be going away in 3 years.
Okay, well, time will tell, certainly. Again, Michael Inhart and Patrick Clausen, thank you both for taking the time today.
Thanks for having us.
And that ends this edition of Security Wire Weekly. Be sure to check out our previous special edition podcasts, as well as our news coverage of RSA Conference 2007 at our conference news page at certsecurity.com/RSA07. For now, I'm Rob Westervelt with Bill Brenner. Have a great day.